Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings here at the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Welcome, everybody, from around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. We are so glad that you're here today. Usually the readings are with me and Miss Nina. Miss Nina hurt her back really bad. She's got a bad pinched nerve, so she won't be with us this Sunday. Maybe next Sunday, seeing how her back feels. So anyway, it's brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Again, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please, so everyone can get an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Normally your moderator is Nina. She's not in there today. So I don't know, maybe she might show up, or Heather or Holly or AJ. That would be a help. But if not, I will go in there periodically and check to see if there's any questions. Okay, so time to time we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences as well as their gifts. So for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to psychic readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. or Eastern Standard Time. We can accommodate your time frame. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, you know I do. And if Miss Nina was here, she would too, okay? So I've got a lot of stuff to cover. First thing, the new moon was last Friday on the 17th, Mercury retrograde. I know y'all didn't want to hear that. I'm sorry, but I got to let you know. Started Friday the 23rd, and it goes through April the 15th, the tax day. Now, we also have another full moon, which is the 31st. So Mercury retrograde, I'm telling you, this Mercury retrograde is going to be a real pip for us because it came between the new moon and the full moon. Between the 17th was the new moon, and the full moon is the 31st, and in between Mercury retrograde started. So even more so to be like lay low or just be careful with your decisions. Remember, when we're in Mercury retrograde, you can have communication problems, relationship problems, problems on your job or with your career, financial problems. You might even have problems with your vehicle, you know, or with your computer. So just to be aware, it may or may not happen, but these are things for you to be aware of. And for God's sake, don't buy any big ticket item during Mercury retrograde because it will just crumble. Okay? All right. Now, Nina does birthdays, and I want to do, well, let me go do birthdays, and then I'll do a couple of prayers, and we'll start the readings. How's that? So birthdays for me today, I have Paul Witten. Tony Renee, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Dayo Edwards, one of the best chefs here in Seattle, Washington. Happy birthday to Brian Sullivan and Brandon Tucker. Now, happy birthday to my cousin Cedric Bruton. Happy birthday, cuz. Happy birthday to Christina, I'm sorry, I want to call her Crystal. But anyway, Christina McDaniel, happy birthday to another cousin, Stephen C. Collins. And happy birthday on Wednesday to my niece, Kiki Geekmora. Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday to Patty Hudson Russell, Mr. Shane Coakley, Leanna Balham. To another cousin, Monzel Lamar Lewis. Happy birthday, young man. And Mr. Stephen Linsky. He's a man he's a veterinarian, works with the pets, very good, too. So happy birthday to you, Stephen. And happy birthday to real good friends of mine up in Ontario, Canada, Barbara Dubiel, I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, happy birthday, Barbara. I love you dearly. Happy birthday to a play brother of mine, Jerome Lewis, is coming up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mr. George Nichols and Miss Diana Riviera. All right. Happy birthday to all of you, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday this week. Do celebrate and be blessed. Okay. Now I'm going to do a couple of prayers, and then we will begin the readings. This is for all of us. We release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical, the past, our present, the future, the earth, the moon, and the sun, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Now, this is a new one, and I don't think I have it on the website yet. I'll try and maybe put both of these up by Monday. So you can go in the blog news, go into blog news to read these. Okay, and the second one is Every Day My Will Creates. Now, Every Day My Will Creates 64-strand DNA. I only say that for the people. There's folks out there doing those DNA prayers. So whatever level you're at, 28, 48, 64, 144, whatever, make sure that your will creates that DNA every day. Every day my will creates 100%, every day our will creates 100% vibration and energy. Every day our will creates pineal gland power, okay? Every day my will creates infinity, our will creates infinity of love. Every day our will creates soul nourishment. Every day our will creates financial abundance, so be it. Our will be done. Okay. All righty. So that's it. Like I said, they'll be up Monday on the website. Just go on the blog news and you'll see both of them if you want to print one of those up. My will creates is very important because when you do that in the morning and your subconscious is there, so it just activates it all day, right? Okay. There you go. All right, well, our first caller for today is area code 201. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. And what can I answer for you today, Miss Rose?
I'm calling about money. What do you see with regards to money for me? Or unexpected cash or anything.
Whatever that I see money coming to you? Okay.
Yeah.
Give that to the angels. I'm getting a blank, but also, Rose, I'm getting a pain at the back of my head, right at the center of my neck at the back. I don't know what that's about. But I'm getting a blank. I'm not getting any financial news at all coming up for you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I got the pain at the back of my head. Is there something going on that's confusing or misunderstanding or something?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm not picking anything up on you, just a blank slate. So you know I'm honest. I'm not going to tell you something that's not there because that's not fair to you nor to myself. I tell you the truth. So, but I'm not seeing anything. You know what? Give us a call back next Sunday and let's see what transpires. But right now I'm not picking up anything. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Lennis.
All right. You're welcome, Rose. And thanks for calling and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Next caller, area code 417. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. How are you doing today?
Hi, Linda. I'm doing great. And yourself?
Awesome. Doing not too bad myself, too. Thanks.
Wonderful. Now, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, what I have going on is I'm working on towards a business that I'm hoping to give me good news that it's going to be really good for me, or it work out well that I can quit my job and do this permanently. And what do you see coming up with it?
Oh, okay. What kind of business is it? Now concentrate on it.
It's cupcakes, but it's a cupcake bouquet where you send.
Okay, no, that's okay. It's a cupcake business then, right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I don't want you to give away your mission statement.
Yeah.
Okay, a cupcake business for Linda. Let's see. Ooh, wow, that came up quick. April, the end of April.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that came up real quick. Ooh, and, oh, you got to write this down. They're talking to me fast. It's coming up in April,
yeah.
Which you begin, it will go very good. In September, you're going to receive either a bonus or it's a big amount of money. I'll say anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 you're going to receive in September. I don't know if that's to invest in your business or someone's just giving you this money. But anyway, in September, you will receive that. Now, back to April, they're telling me that begin it in April, and it's going to be very fruitful. It's actually a profitable business for you. What you're looking at now is nothing what's going to happen once it begins. You're going to get all kind of orders or catering or whatever. So it's like at the end of April, it's your time. Right now, begin it. So for right now, I would just say just get all your ducks in a row, get all your paperwork done, your business plan, your mission statement, whatever.
Okay.
Just get all that stuff done. And then at the end of April, go forth, rent your place, wherever, if you're going to do it out of your home, and start it. Begin it. And it will be successful.
Okay.
They're telling me that. I mean, it's coming fast about you. This is good. But they're telling me it's going to be successful. But you're going to get a lot of money in September. I just don't know from where. The angels aren't telling me.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's $10,000 to $20,000. And to be honest with you, they're leaning, telling me to $20,000. So,
I wonder
but
if
I don't know where you're
going
to get it from, but it's coming. So do look forward to that. Maybe, I don't know, like I said, maybe it might be an investment. You know, somebody may see how good your company is going, and if you want to expand it, hey, there's the money.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you see, obviously it sounds like I would be leaving my job kind of thing.
Yes, you will. I mean, you know, you're not going to... You're not going to leave your job right away, but once you begin it, you're not going to be on that job too long because I'll tell you why. Your orders, people are going to come to you, and they're going to want orders. That's why I say, or catering. Maybe you're catering an affair, whatever, that your money starts coming because it's fruitful. So your money starts coming. It's like, you know what, I think I better turn in my two-week notice.
Because
you're doing that good.
I'm breaking up really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, I am?
Oh.
Oh.
No, I don't know why. That was weird.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
Let me,
can you repeat what you just said? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, I will. I'm going to change phones. Hold on.
No, it's fine.
Hello?
We're both in the same spot. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. I don't know what the heck happened. It was weird.
Yeah, okay. God, let me remember. Angels are talking so fast. Do it in April, the end of April, and it's fruitful. You're going to make a lot of money. There's no problem. Yeah, that's what it was, that you'll be getting orders as well as the possibility of catering an event. But your job, once this business starts, and you, I mean, it's not even going to be 90 days where you're going to see a profit, a turnaround. You're going to give that job a two-week notice. It's like, hey, I'm out of here. I'm making money, mad money. And in September, like I said, you're going to receive $10,000 to $20,000. I don't know if it's an investment or maybe they just give you the money, but you will receive a big sum of money in September, thousands of dollars.
Okay.
So, and I really feel, to be honest with you, Linda, is 20 because that's where the angels were leaning me to 20,000. So, yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to have a really robust, they're telling me now, your holiday period from Thanksgiving to New Year's, you're going to be hella busy. Hella busy.
Oh, okay.
You might even have to hire somebody to assist you, or either maybe a relative or something. But you're gonna have to hire somebody. You're gonna be that busy. It's gonna be,
okay.
It's gonna be in such a demand. Your
wow.
cupcake. So, you know what? God bless you and congratulations. Cause dang,
oh.
the angels really came
well,
through
you.
Like it was powerful. It was very powerful. So. I know you're going to succeed. That's what I'm saying. Congratulations and God bless you, because I know you're going to succeed quite well, quite well.
Well, good. Thank
if
you.
If I wasn't scared of being big and fat, I'd order some cupcakes from you.
I'm afraid of tasting everything all the time. I got to
yeah.
stop doing that.
Yeah, but yeah, you're going to do real good, Linda. And this is your year, too. You know, this is your year for abundance. I don't know if anybody's told you that, but this is your year of abundance.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
no. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So give me
thank
a call now and then and let
evening.
Me know how you're doing. If you get to the point where you're doing orders out of state, yeah, please call
where
me back
live?
And let me know. I live in Washington.
Well, if I'm there, then I might just have to personally make them, give them to you.
Well, I mean, if you get to that point now, I don't, you know, asking you to do
yeah.
it, but if you get to that point and you call into the show, I'm going to ask you, can I order?
Yeah.
Can I order?
There
them?
You go.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
I'm very happy
it.
For you, Linda. That was a good call.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Everything.
You're welcome, young lady, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And again, congratulations, Linda.
Well, thank you, hon. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. All right. Next caller, area code 619. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hi, I can
Hello?
Barely hear you. Could you speak in the phone?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can. Who's this?
My name is Denisha.
Hi, Denisha. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, all right. You sound kind of reluctant. Your heart hurting?
Yeah, I've just been going through a lot, and I just don't know what's ahead of me right now.
Okay, Denisha, well, what's your question? Let's go from there. But I can feel that you're hurting about something because my heart is aching, so that tells me you're hurting. But anyway, go ahead.
I guess I just want to see, I don't know, maybe if things will get better or maybe if there's a message out there maybe for me, or I'm just really stuck to see if there's more of a game, I guess.
Okay, Denisha, I need to focus. So you got to give me one question that I can focus on. What is a priority? What's most important to you right now?
My health.
Okay. The angel said right quick, you need to eat more vegetables. You don't eat a lot of vegetables, do you?
No.
Yeah, they're telling me right now she needs to eat vegetables. That's what they said. She needs to eat vegetables. Okay. And also you need to take, I hope you're writing this down, milk thistle to clean your liver. you should take at least 2 milk thistle tablets a day to keep your liver clean. Just 2. And not for a long period, maybe for a week. You should take them every day, and you'll see a difference. You'll even feel a difference, but you'll feel a difference in your body. For some reason, they want you to take milk thistle and clean your liver. Mm. So I don't know. Have you been eating a lot of junk lately or drinking or something?
Not as much as I used to.
Okay. Well,
medication though.
Well, and that too can block your in your liver. The medication can. You know what I mean? It does.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
do that. Get the milk thistle. You can get it at any grocery store or drugstore. But it's called milk thistle, and it works to clean the liver beautifully. So, you know, try it for at least 7 days. Take 2 tablets every day for 7 days and see how you feel. What else, angels? Yeah, you told me about the vegetables. Do you get out and walk? Are you able to get out and walk?
Not for too long. I have a heart condition.
Oh, that's why the heart was hurt. Okay. Heart stress. Okay. Okay, well, yeah, walking around the house is fine. They were saying that you need to get out and just get some fresh air. You know, you can't, I'm not telling you, like, to go on a jog, but, you know, like, walk to the corner, maybe from your domain, and walk back. That's enough. You're getting a little fresh air, you're outside, and then walk back. And that's more than enough. Just go to the corner and back. Don't try and walk a block. Don't do that.
Okay, yeah.
Your health will improve. Are you also losing weight at this time?
Just a little bit. You know, I just feel so terrible. I lost just a teeny tiny bit of weight. Just a little.
Okay. Because they're saying this will help too. You know, like when you go out and get the health, fresh air and eat more vegetables. In other words, you're bringing the vibration of your health up because you're on medication, and that's something that just, you know, has to be, so be it. But if you eat more vegetables, and probably fresh fruit too, but I'm going to say what the angel said, more vegetables, and take the milk thistle, that cleanliness will raise your vibration, and that will help you to feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't worry about it's always me or do a pity party. You're a very brilliant woman. You know, think about how good you are and the good things that you've done for people and even for yourself in life. You know, there's the health thing, yeah. It probably depresses you, but you know what? You're still going to get through this. Believe me, you're going to get through this. Okay? So don't worry.
Okay.
You're going to be okay. You are. Just eat your vegetables, woman, and call me. Let me know and take the milk thistle. In fact, call me next Sunday because you are going to see an improvement. I want to know how you're doing, and I also will be praying for you, too, for your health, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. All right, Denisha. Well, thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller. Area code 516, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How you doing, woman?
Good. I want to first say, I don't know, maybe a few months ago, I was feeling really sad, and you called me back. Somebody called me from the show back and prayed with me, and it helped me so much. And I had been saying the prayers on your website, so like almost like every day before I go to work, I say them. But I just went on your website, and your website is down. So I was like, I can't find prayers. I love the prayers that you have on your website.
You know what? Somebody else told me that Jesus, yeah. My friend in Australia contacted me just before the show, and she told me that my website is down. I've been gone all day, so I got back just in time to do the show. So I haven't been able to check it, but the website, oh, yeah, thank you. You're the second person now, because when she told me I couldn't address it, you know, until after the show. Thank you so much, Randy, for letting me know.
You're welcome.
I will find out.
Like, I use those prayers, like, are like my, I just feel so much better when I say them every day. And
yeah.
I was looking for other prayers that are comparable, and like those ones like resonate with me so much. So just wanted to say thank you.
Oh. Well, you know, okay, then you'll really love the one I release karmic debt. So I'll put that, you'll really love that one. And then the other one that I did earlier at the beginning of the show, what my will creates, because it is your will that makes things happen. You will it to happen. I will do that. Okay, so. Anyway, okay, so what's the question, Randy? I'm sorry.
Well, that was it. That was just basically it. I just wanted to let you know. I wanted to thank you, and I just wanted to let you know your website is down, and if you could, and that it helps me so much. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Would you like to stay on and listen to the show?
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. And thank you for that information. I do appreciate that, Randy. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Okay, hold on. Area code 856, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. What can I help you with today?
I was wondering if you're picking up anything about a job. I've been looking for a job.
Oh, okay. And what field?
Training and development.
Okay. You know what? You're going to think this is crazy. I'm just going to tell you to write it down. I don't know why. The angels are telling me to tell you to apply at Newsweek magazine. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, you were talking to us. Tell her to apply. Tell her to apply at Newsweek magazine. Now, training and development, of course, which magazine or periodical doesn't need somebody like you, right? That's an important thing, but I don't know why, but they said apply at Newsweek. So with your skills, Laura, what I would say is see what jobs, pull Newsweek up, of course, you know, on the Internet, see what jobs that they have in that area, because evidently for the angels to say it, you're qualified. Right? I know Newsweek is a big magazine and it's international. But, yeah, they want you to apply. Apply at Newsweek. Never had that
Where
one before.
Where are they located,
that's new.
Though?
I'm sorry?
I'm in New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, but that's still,
I don't know what.
But that's still okay. Still okay. Still apply. Because you don't know if the job is going to take. You might be able to work from home. Who knows, right?
Well,
you don't
I'll
know,
check
so
out their website. Yeah.
Yeah, check it out on the website, but do apply for a position in your field in training and development. Apply in that field because evidently you're going to get hired. Now, if you have to relocate, you know, then you start negotiating your salary, right?
Well, yeah. I have to check to see if they have anything open first.
Well, yeah, but I'm letting you know it's a possibility you may have to relocate, but if you do, like I said, then you talk salary to cover all your expenses. Excuse me.
Okay, so they're not telling you about none of the other jobs that I've applied to? They're not bringing anything up about that?
No, they just said Newsweek. Do you want me to ask about some other jobs that you applied to and see if they're going to come through?
No, that's okay. I'll check into Newsweek and see what's going on there.
Yeah. I know it sounds odd. It sounded odd to me, but you know what? They see what I don't see. So when I ask the angels, I just pass the information on to, you know, to you all. So Newsweek, go for it. Monday morning, pull it up, find out as much as you can, and send an application in, even if you have to do it online.
I'll have to do research on the company, too, to see if it's even a company I would want to work for. So I have to do some research on that, too. But
okay.
I'll look into it. Thanks.
Okay, let
Thanks
me know.
Thomas, I appreciate it. I will.
You're welcome, Laura. Have a wonderful week, young lady.
Hello.
Area code 330. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Amy.
It's who? Mimi?
Amy.
Amy. Okay, now I can hear you. Hi, Amy. How are you doing, young lady?
Good, thank you. Anything about a love life, please?
Oh, okay. Now, you're not seeing anybody right now, right?
Right.
Okay, and you didn't just get out of a relationship, right?
No,
so
no relationship.
This is all new. Okay, this is all new. Okay. All right, angels, tell me what's coming up for Amy. You're going to meet a guy the second week of April. And in the second week of April, he's walking towards you. He's in a suit. He's a tall, slender guy. He's tall, so he almost looks like an ex-basketball player. So, yeah, he's quite tall. But I see him walking towards you. Almost like he's asking you for directions. He's asking you a question. I see the both of you standing out on the street now, but he's asking you directions or some place he's trying to find. That's opportunity for you.
Okay.
Let's see who else. Okay. They're showing me three different guys now. The first guy is tall and slender. He's a white guy. You'll meet the second week of April. The second guy is Spanish, and you'll meet him probably next week or this week. Yeah, this week, because they're saying the last week of March. Don't put any time into it. Just let that go. And
okay.
The third one, when are you meeting him? Oh, you're meeting this guy June 1st. They gave me a date. The third guy you're meeting June 1st, and, wow, he takes you by storm. He really comes on strong. He's got you thinking, this third guy in June. He's got you thinking, like, whether you want to go into a long-term relationship or not. But he comes on pretty strong, so I'm going to tell you that's going to be your flagging point with him, you know. Just find out. You know, some people are intense, and that's just them. You know, and then some people are like that because they're trying to get next to you. And you know, do they have the right feelings about that? But anyway, yeah, you meet him, and he's a nice-looking guy. I almost feel like he uses his looks to get over with women. Yeah.
So it sounds like the second guy is
does.
The winner, huh?
Well, yeah, the guy, yeah, yeah. I'm not picking up anything bad on him. I feel like, though, he's a retired NBA player. Isn't that weird? But I do, feel like,
I'm
and
only
he's single.
5'3".
Oh, honey, you guys would be Mutt and Jeff because he's like 6'5 or 6'6. Yeah, he's tall. But, you know, tall
but
men like short women.
That's
I'm
my
sorry?
Birthday week. That's my
birthday week. Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday. I'll tell you that now. But anyway, well, look for him. Yeah. The one, the Spanish guy they showed me this week, that's
okay.
Problems. Yeah, but this guy, like I said, he's tall, slender, and he's white, and the one in June, I almost want to say maybe he's mixed, maybe, I don't know, black and white, maybe white and Filipino. He's a good-looking guy. I mean, he really is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know when you'll see him because you'll be like, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he's fascinated with you. They're not showing me where you're going to meet him at. So I don't know how you're going to meet, but he's fascinated with you. But he comes on a little bit too strong. I mean, I think. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, you know, Amy, you know, like, whoa, do I know you? You know?
Yeah.
But anyway,
kind of back off.
Just be cautious. Yeah, just be cautious of the one that you meet in June. But give the one in April, give him a chance. Do talk to him. But I think you're going to meet the one in April, the tall, the basketball player. You're going to meet him on the street. And I just see him asking you some questions like he's lost, trying to find some store or whatever. So, yeah.
I wonder where I'll be. I know they'll put me in the right place, but I just wonder.
Oh, yeah, you always are. When you meet somebody, you're where you're supposed to be, believe me. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. So, yeah. Well, there you go, girl.
Well,
you got a choice of three. Yes, happy birthday to you. You got three different men coming at you. So,
nice.
Number two,
thank you.
You're most welcome. And have a wonderful week, Amy. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open, and I need to go in there and check and see if there's a question. No, but there is a guest. Welcome, guest 635. I'm just coming in to see if there were any questions there. Okay, and the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, continuing on, I'm enjoying the show today, very much so. Okay, area code 724, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kristen.
I'm sorry, say it again.
My name is Kristen.
Kristen, okay. Hi, Kristen, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Terrific, doing great. What question can I answer for you today, young lady?
I want to know about my love life, too.
Oh, okay, no problem. Anybody in particular you want me to concentrate on?
Yes, there is somebody. There is somebody,
oh, okay.
But I'm not comfortable in giving out a name.
Yeah, but that's the only way I can concentrate. I need just the first name. I don't want the last name. I just want the first name of the person.
Okay,
the
first
guy.
Name is Jeremiah.
Okay, that's all I need is just a first name. Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he country?
Not really, no.
I don't know why I said that. The name is an old name, like for an old man or something. But anyway, okay, let me concentrate on him. Ooh, I just got a headache across my forehead. Good God.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremiah, you're not looking too good. I'm already getting a headache. Is he a confused person? Does he know what he wants in life?
Not at all. He's all over the place in life.
Well, I feel like sometimes he gets confused or he doesn't understand things and maybe goes off not quite understanding. I don't mean like get pissy mad, but, you know, he might get upset because he didn't understand. A little bit more education there needed. I don't know. Does he have a GED? Did he graduate high school or college?
He's actually an ex-Marine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That means he should know better about some things then. All right, Jeremiah. Does he have stomach problems?
He was shot in the stomach, and he has a grazed wound on his head.
Okay. Yep. I didn't want to say that. I felt the pain, but I didn't want to say that, but you said it. So, yeah, that's true. You know, I'm not picking up that he's a bad guy, but I keep getting confused or misunderstandings.
Yeah, we have a communication issue.
Yes, yes, yes. You're so correct. Yes, you do. Well, I can't tell you not to be with him, but like I said, I got forehead pain and then it stopped. I would just say maybe patience. Are you really interested in him?
Yeah, that, like, we've been friends for a very long time, and then, like, he'll come around and stuff will start progressing, and then all of a sudden he'll disappear for 2 or 3 weeks, and then the whole thing starts all over.
PTSD.
Yeah.
He is. He's going through that. Is he seeing anybody, a counselor? That's why he's acting his behaviors like that. Is he seeing a counselor, anybody, to help him?
He just went to the VA and got referred. But he's coped a lot.
Okay, so he's on that path. Oh, wonderful, 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 Christian. So he's on the path. Well, that's good, girl. That's good. At least he's going to get help. Yeah, that's good. Because when he goes and comes in your life, it's not really to hurt you. I can tell you that much. He's not doing it deliberately just to hurt you. It's him where he feels like he needs to run away, and then he comes back.
Yeah.
And he feels comfortable.
He'll start to get real
safe, secure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll start to feel real comfortable, and then he's just gone.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. That's PTSD. Yeah, it's
yeah,
not you.
I actually have that too. That's why I think that he's not getting that I'm not worried about it. You know, like it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but no, he needs to get help. He does.
Oh, I know
he
that.
He needs to get help. He'll be okay. He needs to just air it out. I mean, he's got a lot of things. Listen, these guys come back from the military. Lord only knows, you know, what they go through or what they've seen or what they had to do when they're over there. So I have a lot of compassion. I mean, I come from a military family, but any military guy, I have a lot of compassion because, I mean, man, the things they go through.
Yeah, I love them. Like, I can't help that, honestly. And
okay, well, that's
I wish he would just let that. I wish he just let that guard down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's just, honey, he has seen things. My Lord. But anyway, Christian, I'll say this, patience. Just be patient. But still get him into therapy. If all possible, if you can, get him into therapy. Yeah, because it will tremendously help him. Because other than that, he's okay.
Yeah,
he's
not a bad guy.
He worked with PTSD and get over that. Yeah. He's okay. So that's just it. He's just been through some things, honey. He needs to talk to a therapist, somebody objective. Because there's some things he probably don't even want to tell you or anybody, you know. He
I'm
could
sure.
tell a therapist because it's not going to go any further, you know. So.
I mean, I've seen it scars. I can imagine what that's been like.
Yep. Well, I'm just going to say be patient with him. Don't leave him. Don't kick him to the curb. Just be patient with him. Hi, honey. Hi, little angel.
That's my baby.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Christian.
That's what got me. This isn't his baby. Somebody else got me pregnant and took off, and then he kind of has been there. Like, for her, too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's not a bad guy. He just needs a little help, that's all. And he'll be okay. He'll be a wonderful person. He kind of is now, but he needs to release and let a lot of that stuff go. Get it off his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Talk to somebody and let it go. So other than that, you two should be okay. And just be patient
All
with
right.
him. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because he does care. He does care, Christian. Okay. All right, girl. Well, have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, area code 845. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Well, hello. I didn't think that I would be on this quickly. I just showed up to your show about 10 minutes ago. And here I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
I got to. I have my guard up, so I want to let my guard down. Are you of the light or of darkness?
I'm sorry?
Are you of light or darkness?
Am I light or darkness? Oh, you mean in my spirit? I'm light. I don't understand what you're saying. Always
that's
light.
So important. Yeah, that's so important. I've just come into that recently, about 6 years ago. But I had, you were talking to her about a PTSD case. Many people have told me that I have it. So I went and saw a psych at the VA, and the doctor told me I didn't have it. I said, oh, that's good. You know, so,
yeah.
There's been many things that I've been through, but I'm an old guy, Vietnam, 65, 66, 67, Marine Corps.
Okay, and your name, as you're talking, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm Bob.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
And I want to see what you have in store for me, if you see anything at all. I know that things are supposed to be happening after April, and just want to kind of figure out if I'm being tied up in that somehow, or am I going on to be with the Lord?
Now you're confusing me. Tied up into that, is it a career or job or relationship?
Well, it's kind of hard to start a new career. You know, I'm 73 now. So I just wanted to know if I have a little more time left, or is there a catastrophe on its way?
No, I'm seeing 13 years. You're going to be here for quite a while.
13 more years?
13 more years, the angels are telling me.
So I'm only going to be
You're not getting out of here that easy. You ain't getting out of here that easy, Bob. Nope. The angel said 13 more years before you going anywhere, so hello.
I don't know how to take that 13, if that's a sign or not, you know. But
well, yeah, that's what they're telling me. See, you got 13 more years. You have purpose. What? It doesn't age doesn't mean anything to me. You have purpose. People can still learn from you and understand certain things that you can explain through your life experiences. So,
real.
You're not going anywhere. Yes.
I'm not going anywhere. I have 13 more years to go, so I'll be 86. And you know what? I'm going to take that as from God, from Spirit. Because 8 and 6, I'll be 86. 8 and 6 is 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's the creation number. 5. Very interesting. Do you see any life after that, or?
No, I just asked them how long is your lifespan, and the angel said 13 years. So that just told me, well, you ain't going nowhere no time soon. You got 13, but you got a lot of experience, Bob, a lot of good things that you can still share and help people and teach people. You got a long time. Like I said, you got purpose, darling. And your purpose is your experiences, which you can share to help other people.
Well, that's
even sometimes when you think they don't want to listen, they'll listen because they know that you didn't get this word by chance, right? So,
I wonder why I have existed this long, because I was in Vietnam 1 year, 11 months, and 20 days. So having gone through that long a period of time in one stretch is a miracle in itself. You know, especially
yes.
when you have bullets flying around you, you know.
Oh, yeah. I just told the other caller, I come from a military family, fathers, uncles, and brothers, and a couple of nieces. So we're a military family, so I understand. Yeah.
We're Army.
We cover from World War II all the way up to Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, were they all in the Army or Air Force or Navy or Corps?
Navy and Army and Air Force. Navy, Army, and Air Force. Yes, sir.
Any pilots?
No.
Well,
no.
I'm a pilot myself. So I'm wondering if that has anything to do with... I want to start a mass training for helicopter pilots and have them provide more services for rescue. I anticipate quite a few bad hurricanes, bad weather coming up, and we need more help out there. So you're saying I'll be around 13 more years. That may be a good indication for me. Now, do you see any health involved in that at all, or?
Well, that's another question. That's another question, Bob. I can only do one, but you're welcome to call back in, and I can answer a second question.
All right,
yeah.
You have a good day. I'll just listen to the other calls.
Oh,
thank
okay.
You.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bob, for calling, and have
you're
a good
welcome.
Week.
Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll leave you on. There you go. Okay. Area code 111, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Ooh, ouch. Yeah, you need to turn your radio or the computer something down. You're making my ears bleed.
Is that better?
Okay, and
hello?
Who's this? Yes, uh-huh. Who's this?
This is Jenna.
I'm sorry. Ma'am, can you turn something down? It's reverberating back into my ear.
Is that better?
Area code 551, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, T. How you doing today, girl?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. Doing
That's
great.
Good to hear. Haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yes. How's life treating you, honey?
It's really different, but in a good way. More responsibilities. It's going smooth.
Good. Glad to hear it. I love good news. Love it.
Yes, it's really good. And shockingly, what's so funny about it, because I always crave about relationships and stuff, but I've been, quite single, and I'm actually content with it. Like, I really is starting to appreciate my own energy, you know, by myself, because,
all right.
I don't know. I'm an empath, so I'm so used to taking on other people's stuff, but just being in the comfort of my own company is pretty good, pretty nice. So
yes, it is.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes, it is, honey.
It's very soothing for me because I'm a nurturer, but so now I'm taking the time to nurture myself, but just wanted to see doing the music and just trying to get more connections in that arena.
Okay. So in the music field, and I can't, you got to tell me again, I can't remember, were you writing music or singing music? Or producing? T. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me? Oh, no, it's more like finding talent, managing, sort of stuff like that.
Okay. Hmm. Have you ever tried to get in touch with any of the entertainers?
Yes, I'm in the process of doing that right now and just seeing, you know, pretty, you know, just trying to see where it goes, you know. I've been reaching
okay,
out to
well,
a lot of big labels
yeah,
and
let me,
entertainers.
Let me give you some juicy juice. Or as Wendy Williams, how you doing? I give you some hot scoop. Okay, the three top, Jay-Z, Sean Puffy, or P. Diddy, whatever y'all call him, and the third one
mm-hmm.
is Dr. Dre.
What's
those
the first
three,
one?
Are, the first one is Jay-Z, second one is, what did I say, Jay-Z, oh, Sean Combs. P. Diddy, and then the third one is Dr. Dre. Those three are the top on Forbes' list for the richest in the music industry.
Yeah,
as far as the rap
but
game.
It's like trying to get
okay.
to them.
No, well, wait now. What you're going to do is send a letter explaining some of your skills, your education, your ability. You're going to send a letter, all three of them. No, it don't happen
mm-hmm.
that you're going to hear, like, okay, they got the letter on Monday and they're calling you Wednesday. No, because, you know, they got people that
mm-hmm.
got people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they're telling me, the angels are telling me to tell you to write all three of those particular gentlemen. And they are the
mm-hmm.
top dogs, but for you to write them. And like I said, do your, you know, put your education, your skills, and all that kind of stuff on there. And tell them that you, this is one thing the angels are telling me to tell you, you're available for work right now.
Okay.
Even if it means they're like, okay, we have a position for you with Dr. Dre. Can you come out to L.A.?
Well, that's where I'm going. Actually, April 19th.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's
really.
I was supposed to go there with a young lady that I was working with, but she, I don't know what's going on with her. I don't know if it's the Mercury retrograde. She flip-flops a lot. Kind of narcissist personality. I don't know what's going on, but I know I am going out there. But right now, I think the team's kind of changed a little bit. But I was, you know, hoping that I can definitely reach out to somebody big out there, because that's where everyone is at as far as
okay.
talent.
Okay, so that's just right on point then, because, you know, that's where Dr. Dre is out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he's number three. I forgot how many,
mm-hmm.
$700 and some million
mm-hmm.
he is. But anyway, and then not only him, wait a minute, what else? Theater music. Wow. Huh. I don't know. I've never heard you mention that. But anyway, they're telling me theater music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they do the acting and stuff, and they have the different musics, I don't know. So, oh, now they're showing me, like, what's his name? Oh, God, what's the guy that plays Madea? Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, uh-huh.
Like him, where when he does his shows and he has his own band,
mm-hmm.
you know, to play different
mm-hmm.
things. Okay, theater
mm-hmm.
music, that's you. That's another avenue for you. You know, you might work with the director or work with the soundboard guy. Whatever, something
mm-hmm.
like that. But anyway, that's what they're showing me. So that's it, theater music. But in that perspective, not so much, you know, you're right there in front of them. But you, like I said, soundboard. I see you working. You're working in the theater.
Like,
I know you got other stuff in plans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know how to go about that because it's like, as far as like playing in theater. Like,
well, you don't necessarily play an instrument, but you do. Don't you kind of get things together, organize, like for the
yeah,
event or the music?
Well, booking, yeah, booking shows and things like that.
Well, you can still do that, T. Why can't you tell them that you can do bookings too? And also that, you know, you can help in development with the music or work with the soundboard guy. You know, you have some education in that and skills. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soundboard. Okay. That's a different avenue. I never thought about that. You know what it is? I just don't have the confidence because I'm coming in here. I know that I love music, and I really, like, I'm tired of, like, not doing what I love. So it was just like I never thought about it from that avenue because I wouldn't know how to approach it, you know? Like, I'm not sure about looking like someone who's singing or if I would be doing the soundboards or what exactly, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what angles to hit it at.
I think as in the soundboard, because I see you as a person that's in the studio making sure all the music is correct, the sound volume, the treble, the bass, whatever.
I see you working,
there's a guy sitting next to you. That's how I see you, in the sound. It's a studio. I see you sitting in front of this big, huge board with all these knobs, and there's a guy sitting right next to you. You know, that's also working there. Not boyfriend or nothing. He works there too, but you both are doing that. Which is, listen, without you, you know, ain't too many people out there can just pick up a raw mic and sing. Come on. They need you studio people.
Well, that's why I love that. And that's what I'm kind of working on, like, with my brother, because I'm like, I picked up another artist because I thought that this one that I'm supposed to go to Cali with was supposed to be that, but I don't know what's going on. It's weird.
Well, remember we're in Mercury retrograde, so don't really start anything in these 3 weeks between now and April 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get the paperwork together or do bookings or whatever, but don't actually do it until after the 15th. You know, if you're starting something new. Now, if you're already into it and doing some things in that avenue, then please continue on because you were doing it before, but you're seeing a new artist, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to see what angle, but, thank you so much. I appreciate the
advice. Give me a call back next Sunday, too, and let me know how's it going, okay? Because it sounds good.
You're
on the right path, that's for certain. That's for certain.
I'm definitely going to try the letters because I've been trying to get with Atlantic because this is a guy that his energy just screams to me. His name is Sean Barron, and it's just like he's awesome. And I don't know why, it's something about him that I feel like if I can get in his presence, I can possibly definitely get in Atlantic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me know, Kate. My board's full. I got to get going. But thanks for calling. And you know I'm wishing you the very, very best because I know you will do the very best.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good week. Okay. Got to get on. Area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia from Cleveland. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome, Patricia. How you doing today, young lady? You sound a little down. What's wrong?
Oh, no. I just came from that work assignment, and it's not the greatest place to work. And the company I'm with, it's not the greatest. But I was thankful I earned some income. Oh, goodness. I'd like to know, guys, so much. Job-wise, I've been applying. I've asked a job developer to help create resumes for me. For whatever reason, I don't understand it, to be pulled in this food hospitality, and I've been working as a server or runner or busser or whatever. But I wanted to go back to my office background, the typing,
administrative work.
Yeah.
Administrative work.
Right. So, but I don't know why I'm being drawn to food. But anyway, I've been applying. So I applied to one place. And I know with the medical, diagnosis I had gotten those months ago. So it needs to be when will I, let me shorten this, do you get the type of company, name of a company? I mean, is it a family-style chain restaurant like an Olive Garden?
Well,
or
I didn't. You know what? When you said that, what came up were two things. They told me airline and like a boxing company, but a boxing company like to make boxes.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Type of company. I know. I never heard of that before, but, I mean, yeah, I do know somebody got to make the boxes up to sell or people moving. But they're telling me a boxing company and airline administration, working for the airlines but in the administrative part of it, not, you know, going on the plane or traveling and all that. I mean, which if you work for an airline, eventually, sure, you can travel. But, yeah, but I'm getting administration from the airline, so I don't know. I would say just fill out an online app to all the airlines for administrative position. And then also a boxing company that makes boxes. So you got to look that up in your town. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because basically I'm going to make this my last semester at school. I mean, I'm not going to even finish because I've just had enough. And then, like I said, with the medical diagnosis, that's the priority.
Right.
So I can just work, save all my money and get into a room, just renting a room. I mean, I don't know. There's a woman you said, those 6 or more months ago. I mean, I've tried to connect to her. I mean, the difficulty. So anyway, so that I could start earning a consistent income, about 20 hours a week. And then, like I said, I'm making this semester my last semester. The hell kick with the place. and I'm going to go on and, you know, do the medical procedures, the lumpectomy and the radiation. But I'm going to do it after this Mercury retrograde in April.
There you go. Very smart. Very smart,
yeah,
Patricia.
Because I know that the little I know of that Mercury retrograde, you should not do anything major, like have a surgery.
Yes. But,
yeah, do you see or feel anything I would get this job? It has to be April or something, and it gives me the flexibility, median scheduling.
The airline will give you flexibility, and I think this boxing company makes boxes. I think they would give you the flexibility as well. The only thing about the airline means you'd have to go to the airport every day, but maybe not, because some airline companies, they have their administrative offices off the airport. They're at other buildings. So I take that back. You wouldn't have to go to the airline.
Whatever I needed to do to earn that money within in legit and to get me to so I can get moved and into my new state city, that's what I'll do.
Okay. Well, this is my suggestion. On all the airlines, send them an online application. All of them. And for administrative work, right? Because that's what you want to do. And then look up on the internet in your town and see what companies boxing or moving. Maybe also check with some moving companies. I know they pay well.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, people don't realize it. But moving companies, because they charge us consumers so much to move. But also a moving company. So there's three, airline, a boxing company, and a moving company. I'm getting real strong feelings on this moving company, which means that you'll be at a desk and, you know, doing paperwork, of course. So check that, too. U-Haul or whatever that you have back there, you know, and apply to them. I got a feeling you're going to get on with that moving company real quick. Something is telling me that they're looking for you. Isn't that something? Yeah, that they're looking for you.
Okay. I'm open to that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling, Patricia, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Area code 203, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Linus. My name is Ann. How are you?
Hi, Ann. I'm doing terrific. And yourself?
I'm pretty good. I don't know. Well, let's see what I should ask you about. Why don't we go with friendship, like male and female? Romance.
One question.
Friend.
One
yeah.
question. Okay.
Okay.
One question.
Okay. Just a friend then, like a male friend.
Okay. Is there anybody you're interested in at this time?
No. That's what I'm asking you. You see anything
okay.
coming up?
Okay. Wow. Do you know anybody named Slaughter?
Say that
S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. It's right in front of my eyes. You know anybody named like that? Slaughter?
No. I mean, I've heard that name, but in the way, as time goes by, but no, I don't know anybody with that name.
Okay. I don't know why they showed me that name.
Very specific.
Yeah, they just showed me the name. That's why I said the letters, because I can see it right in front of my eyes. It's a guy. That's why I was asking, did you know anybody by that name, person from your past or present day? They gave me a name. Now I'm trying to see where this guy is at.
Uh-huh.
They're not telling me. All they're telling me is just his name. Wow, that's crazy. I'm not getting any information. I want to know, how does he look? Where are you going to meet him at? And all that. And they're not telling me. They just say Slaughter. That's the name, Slaughter. Okay, that's fine, but I'd like to know more than that, than his name. Okay, now they're telling me. He's a businessman. Okay, thank you. He's a businessman, and what else? When is she going to meet him? You're going to meet him in the middle of Mercury retrograde, so just go slow. That means that you're going to meet him not this week, but next week.
Mm.
So just go slow. I don't know where you're going to meet him. I see flowers. Now, I don't know if that means a nursery or a flower shop, but I see flowers. And evidently, that's where you and him are going to meet or going to see each other for the first time.
Wow.
Okay. What does he look like, Angels? It says he's medium built, probably about 5'11", 6 feet, somewhere in there. But he's medium built.
Okay.
Okay, you got that? All right. I got to go.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, yes, Ann. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, young lady. Thanks for calling. Okay. Area code 775. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi to both of you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. Thank you for taking my
call. Well, welcome, Wendy, to the show. How are you doing today?
Well, I just wanted you both to see if you could pick up on what may be going in my life right now in my immediate future.
Okay, can you tell me? I need to focus on something when I go to the angels.
All right.
So what do you want me to focus on?
Well, I was picked up from work by a yellow cab March 9th. We never made it to the shopping mall. We were rear-ended on the highway, and they took me by ambulance to the hospital. They did a CT scan. No broken spine, no broken bones in my neck, thank God. And I've been off work ever since, but I had doctor's notes on this. And I saw my physical therapist, and my physical therapist really put in supportive notes stating that I'm not in a position to do my job because I'm not able to sit up for more than 30 minutes right now. Right now I'm off until April the 15th, but then it's only light duty when I come back, only 4 hours a day. And that could be extended as well regarding my return date, depending on how I'm doing in a couple of weeks. So I've been at my job 8.5 months, but this is considered ADA because I've got a disability and I can't do my job and the accident reawoke it, if that makes sense.
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
It aggravated the condition. So I'm following all the rules, and I hope, and they've, you know, they've got tons of radiology reports on me. I mean, this all can be proved. But I also sought out an injury attorney. Her name is Megan, and I was very impressed. But I haven't heard from her in over a week now. And I sent her a polite email stating, when do you think you'll make your decision as to whether or not you'll accept my contingency case? So that's basically what's going on.
Okay, let me tell you two things. I know it's only one question. When you mentioned that lady's name, Megan, I got a bad headache on the left-hand side, pain just shooting out the left-hand side of my head behind my ear. It almost feels like somebody's throwing a rock and hiding their hand. I don't know about Megan. Anyway, disability is probably the route you're going to want to go, SSI. And I would apply for it while you're out right now before you go back to work and see how you do at work, because you may find out once you get back to work that you can't even do the part-time, the 4 hours. So
yeah. Well,
that's something I would do
actually,
now during this. Go ahead.
Well, actually, through my employer, they do business with Cigna, and they told me to create a case. And so it is going to be disability through the state. And also through my employment benefits, I get short-term disability automatically.
Right.
So, and my understanding is when you get it through the state and through this kind of situation, you're still building your Social Security amount. I'm not drawing yet, and I want to build up my Social Security. So my understanding is, that'll still be increasing until I touch it.
Okay. Well, they were telling me that was a route for you to go was through disability.
Yeah, I'm using a walker now that I haven't had to use in years. And
I'm
going
to tell you, when you do go back to work, get a donut pillow. You know what those are to sit on?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're telling me to tell you to get a donut pillow that it'll help support your back as you're sitting in your chair.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
And they're going to get
yeah.
a special chair for me, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They should. They should.
So,
but, yeah, but, Wendy, what I picked up was disability, which you're kind of there now, but this is more or less going out on disability, so... if you feel that you'd be able to continue to work, even going back on a part-time schedule, go for it, you know, go for it. But if you feel like once you get back, Wendy, that the situation is not getting any better, if anything, maybe it might be making it worse, then, of course, then you want to go through SSI and do the full disability. I just wanted you to get your disability started during this time of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
You know, just get the paperwork in. Begin it. Yeah, I mean, no way are they going to be sending you a check in 2 months, but just get the process going. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You'll
okay.
see when you get to work. I'll just put it like that. You'll see when you return to work how you feel, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
well,
if
I'm fortunate to return to work and even go the 8 hours, I was on the final stretch of completing some training, and I think my guardian angels were with me because there was something that happened. My hearing aid stopped working, and I asked my boss through a Skype message, can I switch over to another trainer's class because they're starting next week and I missed critical information. He said okay, and so sure enough, that Monday, I switched things over, and I go into her class, and he emailed me, and he said, why are you in this class? And I said, will you give me permission? And he looked back, and he had the integrity to say, you know what? He did say that, but he wanted me to go back to that other classroom. So I did, and the trainer is very abusive. So I walked in 3 hours late, And with my, it was technically with my boss's permission, but I did
right.
3 hours of training. And we took one test, and you're supposed to pass it by 90%. I got 82. And then you're supposed to get a retake, and there were at least half the class was going to do a retake. And so I was there, and then I couldn't take the retake because of, you know, the rear end thing. So this trainer stood over me for 15 minutes on the lunch break, used up half my lunch break, raising his voice at me, and he said, "We're not going to catch you up. You are 3 hours late." And I looked at him and I said, "Sir, you need to speak to my boss, my supervisor." And he just ignored me. So I did not allow him to run over me like a Mack truck. My response was professional. He was way out of line. And it was in the presence of other people in the class, which is very bad. So I, you know, I'd love to just start fresh with the training with a brand new trainer. They have lots of trainers, and they're going to be having another class, a couple of new classes within the next few weeks here. So will they just let me start fresh with a new trainer?
I don't know. Yes. Yes. Now they're telling me. Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank
they
God.
Will. Yeah. Yes. Came back, yes.
Okay.
You be sure and call back, too, and let me know. But anyway, I got to move on, honey. I got the board is lit up. But, yeah, Wendy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
You're going to be okay, but just take it slow, okay?
Yes, I will. I'm a go-getter, and I'm worried about my medical bills, but even my hospital won't accept copays from me because they know there's a third-party liability involved. So... that's why I need to find an injury attorney because it's going to be expensive.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, take Megan with a grain of salt, and I'll just leave it like that.
Okay. Well, God bless you both. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for calling, Wendy. Love you. Have a wonderful week. Okay, let's see. Can I get at least two more calls in right quick? Area code 510, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sherry. First time talking to you.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question. I'd like to know if you see any romance or relationship for me this year.
Okay. So you're not involved with anybody at the... Excuse me, at this time?
No one.
Oh, Sherry. Write this down. Girl, I got a feeling going through my body right now. Oh, my God. This guy is somebody from your past that's coming back. And it's not a long past. It's not like years ago. It could, you know, it could be like maybe a couple of years or a year. It hasn't been that long that you two have split up or, you know, went your separate ways, but he's coming back. But he's coming back fierce. And I mean like clothes, education, spirituality, physicality. I mean, he's just coming back gangbusters. God, who is this guy? The angels are showing me he's got dark hair, like dark brown or dark black hair. Attractive, tall, medium, no nonsense. Could work your nerves sometime because he thinks he's always right, but he's not always right. Wow. It is so profound, this guy that's coming back in your life. I mean, it's like a 180-degree change. He didn't do this for you now. I'm just saying he reflected on his life and did a 180-degree change since you two were together, and now he's like he's got his stuff together. He's got it together in a good way, too. John, Paul, Aaron. Are the three names that's coming to me, John, Paul, and Aaron, and maybe Jeffrey. They're just saying Jeffrey now. Okay.
Are you sure it's not somebody new?
No, it's not somebody new. It's from your past. from your past. You guys didn't really have, I don't see like a bad breakup. I don't think maybe you were that close. Maybe it just at that time wasn't the time, but now he's coming back, and you're going to see almost like a totally different person, but very good, very good. So maybe before you found him to be immature, and he didn't have his S together, right? You might have found him immature, and now he's back, and he's got his stuff together 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know when you're going to meet him. Angels, when is she? She's going to meet this guy. April or May. One of those 2 months, you'll meet him in either April or May. And it's going to be on a weekend. The angels are telling me it's going to be on the weekend, not during the week. So it must be when you're out and about and you two just happen to run into each other and whoa, and it begins. And then it begins. Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Okay, I hope you wrote those names down and whoever. But, yeah, this is a brand – I want to say brand new, even though he's somebody from your past, but it is a brand new romance. It's totally different than the way he was before. Like I said before, I think he was immature, and you were like, you know what, I don't have time for this. Okay, bye, see ya, we're done. Well, you stayed on his mind. Something about you stayed on his mind, and he's back and he's in effect, but he's a much better person than he was before. So something about you, he's still interested. He's still interested in you. Yep.
Okay.
And no kids. Right. He's not married, so you don't have to worry about any of that junk. No kids and no marriage.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All
thank
right,
you,
Sherry, let me know, girl. Call me.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Oh, boy. Okay, let me see if I can squeeze one more. I'm down to 3 minutes. 347, let me help you right quick. I know I'm down to 3 minutes, but maybe I can answer real quick. What's your question? Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Lynette. This is Tanika from New York, and I just wanted to know if you saw any changes for me at work, if you saw anyone leaving or any changes going on. Someone just started there, and she's kind of like not really that great, and our energy clashed. I'm just wondering what you see for me with work.
Okay, now the woman that just started there, she ain't right, because I got a headache when you mention her on the left side of my head. So I don't know, something there is not right. That's not saying she's a bad person, okay? It could be misunderstanding, confusion, communication, whatever, but something there is not right. Okay, now at work, who is the blonde? She's kind of heavy set. Gossip, 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 gossip. Man, she's gossip. Her mouth couldn't hold hot water. She's kind of heavy. She's not obese, but she's kind of heavy set, blonde lady. But man, she's like the what you guys call water cooler to the second degree. She's very nosy and gossipy. Let's see, who else? There's a guy on your job you want to watch. Something about him is sneaky. They're telling me, he's sneaky. You just watch him. He's a tall guy, medium, you know, has shirt and tie on and stuff. But he comes around you. It's almost like he's trying to talk to you, Tamika, you know, like personal talk to you type of thing. But they're telling me, watch him. He's sneaky.
Okay.
Let me see who else. Oh, God, come on, Lynn, come on. What else do I see? Judgments. Why am I getting this word judgments? About what? Judging what? I don't know. They're just telling me judgments, the word judgment. Do you understand that?
Well, there's a lot of going on of that at work. New girl is very judgmental, and all she talks about is superficial stuff like clothes and status and all that. And she has another girl that's been working there. Both of them, that's all they talk about all day.
Well, see, didn't I tell you about the gossiping? That's her. Okay, well, the only thing I'm going to tell you about work is to just be quiet, you know, to yourself, you know, don't be sociable, and do this to the two people, maybe three, but two people to get on your nerves, forgive to love whatever their name is. Love to forgive whatever their name is. My will be done. Love to forgive whatever the name, forgive to love whatever the name, my will be done. And that will move some of that cuss. Oh, God, I'm getting ready to, it's getting ready to hang up on you, Tamika.
Oh, no.
But anyway, it's caustic. That'll keep them away. You know what I mean? Some of that, yeah.
Yeah.